Alrighty, guys, week five has come to a conclusion for the Eagles. Score was 29-38. Steelers up. That sucked. Kind of what I thought was going in was going to happen was I knew the defense was going to keep it close for a fact. I think our defense is really good. It doesn't get the respect that it deserves, but it's definitely good. And I knew it was going to be up to the offense to figure something out. And there was a lot of penalties against the Eagles. You know, they were jumping the neutral line too many times. They jumped it maybe three times. And if you know, it's 5 yards for every time. So that's 15 yards given up. And you just can't do that, especially when we have them third and nine. And you jump, and now we gave him 5 yards. So now Steelers are only 4 yards away from getting another set of downs. Like, those small mistakes is what's going to kill us. Also, you know what I was noticing about Carson Wentz when he throws the ball? He throws it up high, right? And I think the reason why he throws it up so high most of the time is because he's used to Aguilar and Jeffries going up. They jump up like they're centers in a basketball game. They're able to block out their opposing opponent, and they're able to jump up high and grab the ball high. That's what I noticed, and I'm wondering if that's the case for the last couple of weeks with Wentz. Is he just used to just throwing it up at a high point rather than throwing it straight to the chest? Like and we saw that today. We saw him throw at the chest a couple times and make some, but also we saw him miss a lot of times when he's throwing up to the chest. The moment that Faulkner, number 13, started jumping for that ball, he started catching the ball like really well, and you saw Wentz start becoming very comfortable with him. And I think that's it, because he overthrew Ertz a couple times as well. And, you know, Ertz is also known for going up and catching that ball. So, but I think mostly Ertz is known for the crossing, and I think Goddard is mostly the one that really, like, who Wentz can count on to go up for the ball, because, you know, Goddard's a little taller than Ertz, but he's not there, so it's kind of hard. So now we only have one tight end, which is Ertz, to play with. So I wonder if that's the reasoning. I knew that the defense was going to play good, but I was on my group chat and I said, it's not about the defense. It's, you know, about the offense. The best way to beat a team is to keep their quarterback on the bench. And if we can't keep, if our offense can't go down 75, 80 yards and get a touchdown or a field goal, and we're just giving, and we get a three and out, we're throwing our defense, who just went 75 to 80 yards, you know, who probably stopped it or got an interception or, you know, only held them off to a field goal for 3 points. Now we're throwing them right back out there again for another 70, 80 yards. What do you think is going to happen? You know, you can only play so many reps. You need that rest period in between. And I think that's what killed us. We, like, the defense really started becoming alive in the second half, but once you start getting tired, small mistakes started happening. We put a linebacker on the kid, Claypool. Claypool went in for 4 TDs. Four. He's the only person that scored for that team. Like, maybe Connor. I think Connor went in as well, I believe. But four? Like, that's crazy. That's crazy to me. How we give up 4 points to this guy? Four. And he's a rookie. Like, horrible. But once it becomes all about defense, it's hard, because people have to come out for rest. Especially if you just went 80 yards and then your offense goes out there for only 10 yards and it gets out, and then you got to come back for another 80 yards. Like, mistakes are going to happen. And I don't give any blame to the defense whatsoever. There was a couple of, you know, plays that they blew, but they played really well. Don't get the game twisted. They played really, really well. And it just shows how good our defense is, to the point where, you know, we're losing games, but not that many. You know, like, we only lost to the Steelers today by 9 points. 9 points. Like, that should let you know how good we are defensively. Our offense is okay. It's not the greatest. We're missing, like, almost five or six. Like, it sucks. It really sucks. You know, and we see Carson finally getting, you know, comfortable with a receiver. I'm surprised Ward didn't get the ball as much as Fugner. I hope I'm saying his name right. But I would like those two to become a combination. You know, Hightower, I don't know how I feel about Hightower. You know, there was a couple, like, he missed that open deep pass that Carson threw. And I don't even blame Carson for that. I don't give any blame to Carson. Like, Carson threw it where he needed to throw it at. I know some people are going to be like, oh, he overthrew that ball. That was all Carson Wentz's fault. But I don't think so. Like, it was at his fingertips. Like, you know, it was, like, and it goes back to a point that I was making before. Are the receivers coming in not at 100% at their 100% speed? Because, you know, you're only a step behind the ball. Like, it touched your fingertips. You know, if any part of your glove is touching that ball, you should be catching it. And I know that's easy for me to say because I'm not a wide receiver and I'm not the one sprinting down the field. But come on. That was an open pass. That's if there's any time to give that extra oomph into a play, an extra oomph into your sprint, it's right there and then when you're, you know, the ball's coming in. And, you know, it's not like he slowed down and then had to accelerate. He was already accelerating. And, you got to give that extra, just one more step. You know what I'm saying? A little more pep in the step. He would have caught the ball. That would have been huge. It would have put us in a beautiful position. Maybe, you know, it would have changed things. Maybe it wouldn't. But, yeah. Eagles loses at Steelers by 9 points, 29-38. Oh, man. That hurt me. That hurt me. And you know, and I will put some blame on Carson Wentz because he was even missing balls to Ertz. Like, it's one thing to miss Ertz hop over, but there was some, you know, some throws where he was throwing where he was throwing it too short. And, you know, and Ertz was just looking at him like, whoa, like, where were you throwing? Because you definitely wasn't throwing to me. So that sucks. And I know some people are going to be like, oh, in the fourth quarter, he threw that long pass, that long interception right to the... He was supposed to. That was his intention. Whoever thought that he was throwing it to anybody else, to one of his receivers, and he misstepped and he overthrew... No, it was a punt. That's exactly what it was. You know, you're literally third down and 20. You know what I'm saying? You're not... All your receivers are covered. You got no chance. So what do you have to do? You're going to throw the ball high, let them intercept it deep into their territory. So... You know, so you can get off the field and, you know, get your defense on. That wasn't a miscommunication. That wasn't Wentz overthrowing. Wentz knew what he was doing. He said, here, take the ball, because you're going to get it anyway from a punt. So, you know, yes, it goes as an interception, but, you know, football fans, football players, we know what went down on that play. That was Wentz's way of being like, hey, like, you know, not that I give up, but I was like, look, it's a done deal. We're third and 20 and... You know, ain't nobody open. I got this guy TJ Watt on my ass, trying to fuck me up. So I gotta get rid of this ball ASAP. So that's what happened. That's what happened. You know, and it sucks. I'm not giving up on the Eagles. I know you guys are like, you sure, Steve? You're not trying? No, I'm not giving up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, it sucks that, you know, that. You know, we have a losing record and everything, but it's a part of the game. So I can't be upset too much, you know. We don't have a good offense right now. We don't have a good offense. We don't, like, something needs to change. And the injury bug for some reason is sticking around Philly. I don't know if we're cursed. I don't know if Peterson and Foles and Wentz made an agreement with the Illuminati that if they let them win the Super Bowl, they'll take 5 years of bad luck or something. You know, but at this point, I wouldn't be surprised. because it's just like, at what point can we like think about it. The last time we played with a full team non-injured would have to be the Super Bowl run. Like, that was the last time we played with no injuries. Everybody was healthy. We had two healthy running backs. We had at least 5 to 6 healthy receivers. There was a point where Carson Wentz was throwing the ball to everybody. Tight ends, wide receivers, like running backs, just having a field that he literally could pick. He couldn't go wrong. Now it's just like, I don't know. And now next week we go to the Ravens. I don't know how that's going to go. I do not know how that's going to go, because Lamar Jackson will run, and he will run circles around our guys. If we don't tackle him, if you let him slip through his fingers, he will run for 10 to 15 yards, or he will throw the ball deep. Like, I don't know, but I am not losing hope. Our defense is still good. I don't know when we're going to get back our offensive receivers, at what point, but you know, there's still hope. There's still hope. And for because of that, I still have hope. So next week against the Ravens, let's see what happens. I got a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, that's my recap of the week 5 for the Eagles. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you guys always coming on and listening to these recaps and predictions. I'll probably come out with a prediction for the Ravens. Maybe. I'm not sure, but we'll see. All right, guys. Deuces.